we have Greenbrow. Greenbrow usually comes in with a question looking for the now report. Greenbrow, do you have something for Ion right off?
Absolutely. Happy day. Goddesses. This is the truth at 11. We want the truth. We don't want the news at 11. This is the truth with Ion. Ion, I just saw a report. Chris Christie announced that he has signed into legislation sports gambling in New Jersey.
I know.
Can you tell us why the NFL is fighting the decision?
Because the high school girls are giving it away for free. It takes away from their paramutual betting, from their para world. See,
which
if they make
Vegas.
It legal. Right. Well, I mean, it's not Vegas anymore. It's virtual. It's in the cloud, darling. We take all the chips. We're the only place in town where we allow you to freely double down for less.
But it still goes on with bookies.
So there's incest, but it's not legal.
Would they, in fact, lose money this way?
Who would lose money?
The NFL sports folks that you're speaking of.
No, it just epitomizes the very thing they're trying to get away from. It's the old baseball conundrum with the Pete Rose thing. It sullies the whole thing. That's all they're concerned about.
So it's not necessarily that they would lose money.
Well, it brings the wrong thing. It's like flatulence. Everyone has it, but nobody wants to have it legal.
Will the legalization hold?
Certainly. Are you kidding? Everybody loves it. Now they can do what they do with an excuse that someone said it's okay. The legislation of morality. How marvelous. And
so
the old slide of the abyss continues down into the falling hole. Now, there's some truth for you, honey.
Are other states going to follow suit?
Do.
Oh, that's cool.
There's money. Money makes the world go round. Ask Liza Minnelli.
Speaking of legislation, I wanted to bring up I've been following the medical cannabis, the different state laws for quite some time now, but it wasn't until just recently. Pardon me?
East Hampton.
Is that next?
They will decide whether or not you have your legal oil of cannabis or not.
Legislation in East Hampton, is that similar to something like Michigan has done?
Legislation becomes to whom the check tolls.
Yeah, tell me about it. Are the particulars going to be something similar to what Michigan has done or more liberal like California?
It's not legislation. It's about providing it or not. They're going to give you the good stuff or not. They turn this to good stuff, it's going to be a trip you can't stand. Especially for the gods. As you more and more and more sin, that stuff becomes snuff. It doesn't have any meaning. You're going to have some what they call good shit. And that's being held in abeyance until there's some folks that can actually consume it. You'll see. It'd be great.
Our stuff will be stuffer, stronger, more.
Stuffer be stuffer.
You know,
stuffer
I first started stuff, looking stuff. At this, and I thought to myself, you know, it can't be just a bunch of high-ons wanting to get stoned legally. What is this about? And then I ran across some information that's talking about how it actually reverses many diseases.
So does Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
It takes the heat out of the fire and allows your body to make reparations for itself. Then it'll take care of itself. Honey, you wouldn't age at all except for the labyrinth of your mind. A lot of people don't.
And what are you saying, Greenbrow, was the thing that reversed disease?
Medical cannabis. And they're linking it to something called CB receptors in the body. Apparently there are three, two in the brain and one in the gut. And it's specifically reversing folks with bad MS issues where they couldn't walk before, and it's healing
pancreas.
The lesions in the brain and the spinal cord.
It's in the pancreas, and it's through the hypothalamus, but we've talked about that, so no one wants to listen to us anymore.
that's just a stopgap, you know, suspend the brain, green ions, stuff, non-physical stuff, creates new.
No, we're not lowering that. That's fine.
Yeah, I'm telling you this. I'm telling you this. The marijuana does not create new being. Just suspends the mind like Alzheimer's.
It allows you, just like you said, it allows your body to do what it already does.
Keeps your mind out of it.
Relax. Relax and allow.
Yeah, RNA.
The propofol of the world.
You know, I just have one other thing that I need to clean up on aisle five. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because this story will not die on the Internet. I mean, I hear about it multiple times a month still. The whole Sandy Hook thing.
Yes.
So there are hundreds of websites that are dedicated to this, what they call conspiracy. So can you lay out for us, Ion, the truth and what is non-truth here? For example, was there a shooter at Sandy Hook on December 14th, 2012, named Adam Lanza?
No.
Did a person by the name of Adam Lanza transition prior to December 14th of 2012?
Yes.
How many moons prior?
8 months, 3 days, and 37 minutes. In a self-inflicted gunshot wound.
Okay.
Oh, you didn't ask all that. That was your freak part, honey.
Did children transition on that day at Sandy Hook?
Yes.
How many?
26.
So the news reported 20 children passed that day, and six of them, in addition, six adults. So there were 26 total, but you're saying there's 26 children, or were there 26?
They were all babies in Toyland to us, darling. In the span of eternity, they started.
So the conspiracy really was that they, whomever, whatever group, posed another individual as Adam Lanza, and not that the whole thing was a hoax.
Heaven's Gate.
Heaven's Gate, that means eccentrics offing themselves. So is there eccentrics in this Sandy Hook case, Ion? A cult?
Yes. That's like holding on.
Does that make any sense, Greenbrow? A cult?
Well, I didn't expect the cult, but I'm certain that secret societies are linked to cult activity.
If you starve a cold, you'll live long enough to feed a fever. This is the outcome of that outbreak.
Well, what was starved?
The less than position that had been established at the hook.
Was the intention to get people fighting over gun rights and gun laws? No.
Oh, for Pete's sake. If that ridiculous Gifford woman can't do that, nothing's going to do that. They put a stand in, and she's still trying to catch up because she can't look the same. The silliest thing you ever see in your whole life, the astronauts give up their positions over their stuff, build a fence,
so
and kill them all.
So what was the intention then? What was their intention?
Heaven's Gate.
It was a PR stunt?
Certainly. Sandy Hook was a very controlled environment. Sandy Hook was a very safe, wonderful place. Sandy Hook was America, USA. Nothing bad, no bad things can happen here. So what better place to play terrorist God than a safe place?
So they hit their mark then?
Of course. They set their mark. They shot the arrow and then painted the bullseye around the arrow they shot.
Okay, so what about the individual, and it was a male in camo pants that they showed early on, and he was in handcuffs screaming, "I didn't do it, I didn't do it." Was he part of this whole thing too?
No, he didn't do it.
He was just a person in the woods behind the school for no reason, a neighbor, or what was his story?
He lived two blocks away.
He got caught in the crossfire.
Oh, okay.
He heard the commotion and came over, right, Ion?
Well, it's a little more than that, but yeah, that'll fly.
He was pushed.
That was Humpty Dumpty.
Greenbrier, for my notes, I forgot to start them. What was your first question about? I forgot to write it down.
Oh, Chris Christie and the New Jersey
legal
sports betting.
Parabolic betting. That's what they're scared of. When you run the numbers on it, our people who do algorithms, they're all listening. They're lurking. They're lurking in every corner. Parabolic betting. It'll be all the rage. You'll see.
I just got back from Vegas this morning, and I tried to sleep last night, and I went to sleep just fine, and then I woke up after about 2 hours, and I could not go back to sleep. I was just wide awake.
Why is that?
I don't know. It's very bizarre for me. So I would like to ask Ion what that's about.
Wrong plane.
You got on the wrong plane. You haven't landed back in your regular world.
On a different plane, right.
Yeah. You went to a different gate.
Yeah, it was the gate of winning.
That time that they shifted things, didn't you notice at the airport it was all changed up? McCarran Field.
McCarran Field is the Las Vegas airport, I'm assuming.
I don't know how I missed that.
Because you got on the wrong plane. That's how you missed it.
I got on the wrong plane coming back to Atlanta?
Yes.
Well, damn.
Did you not notice that the soda pop was not fizzy on the way back?
No, because I don't drink it.
You noticed it? They were popping cans and it wasn't spewing.
Yeah, well, you get on the wrong plane.
It's pretty fun. You get on the show with us talking about it and don't even know what airport you left out of and noting that you feel a strange sense of out of time loop. Interesting.
Yeah, I guess I am off.
Okay. We got your forehead. We got your forehead.
Yeah, we got your ankle. We got your ankle, too.
Now, you had fun. You knew what you were doing when you went, and you profited from your adventure.
Yes, I did.
Yeah. It's fun because you knew what you were doing.
And I played with it, too, which is always nice.
Well, now you have to be easy with that now because they're watching, because once you get too clever, by half isn't clever at all. So you got to be able to move yourself around.
Well, I'm a small fish in a big pond, let's face it.
Well, you get right up Steve Wynn's nose and you'll find out.
He's my friend.
He is our friend as well.
If only we could cure the blindness.
No, that's the only thing that makes him palatable. Otherwise, the sinewy parts would get in the way.
Doesn't he have a desire to cure that, though?
No, he does not. He loves it. He can blade it off. Wah, wah, wah. They took away my golf course. Wah, wah, wah. They threw me out of Vegas. Wah, wah, wah. Put my elbow through my own fancy artwork. Wah, wah, wah. Give me another $1 billion. He's the single most profitable person from 911 of all so far.
Oh, wow.
Vegas in one day. They butchered and called him on the carpet and drugged him out, field dressed him in front of everyone, and would not give him stock, put him out of his job, and gave him cashy money in a day that no one had any cashy money.
Wow.
You're welcome.
Thank you for the truth at 11.
We
enjoyed it.
That's, Greenbrier, that's 11-11.
We're almost there, Bob.
Yeah, see, they do the phatic stories at the beginning. Well, they pretend they're high, they're important, but they're really phatic. And then the secondary stories come on, and that's the good ones. We learned
that's
that from the May-Brussels quadrant. So
that's
let's say the truth comes out 11-11, not at 11.
11-11.
Walter Winchell.
Okay.
Wasn't
Have incredible. It your way.
Oh, come on.
Walter Winchell, what? He did it? Well, he did it, but May exposed him.
Well, congratulations. So, okay.
That's your fallback answer when you don't know what to say. Congratulations. Any other point you want to say, Greenbrow, before we move on?
No, no, you can move on. It's all good here.
How does your magic work in the electronic medium in Vegas?
I noticed that when I did a certain something, when I focused on it, let's say, for a short period of time prior to the actual playing part, it didn't take very much now, maybe a few minutes. But once I engaged it intentionally and then said, okay, let's go do something fun. And the something fun may be one, but it may be something else. For example, last night I engaged it, and then I met my friend in Vegas who's a lawyer, and we sat down and we had this great conversation, and we caught up for about an hour. And then we were walking back to our room, and my husband said, we haven't played that slot machine for the BMW yet. And I said, okay, let's go sit down and play it. So I put $5 in, and I asked him, I said, we probably have to play the maximum bet to get the car, don't we? And he said, oh, yeah, definitely. And I just hit max bet, and all of a sudden the machine starts going off, and I was one double away from hitting the car, but I won several hundred dollars. And it was
one touch.
It was just one touch. That was it. And my husband was looking at me like, how did you do that? You know, because usually he's the lucky one. And I always rave about how lucky he is everywhere we go. But this time I had all the luck.
So the media ecology is now lining up within the chip body that allows you to affect the chip body from a stance of position. It's the first time from a stance of position that the chip body actually responds. It's new. It's as we told you that you kicked and screamed back in those damn payroll licking days that got you out of that soup where you could actually come into your place of power that now you actually are. How very delicious.
Well, you're full of gratitude, aren't you, Greenbrow?
I definitely am. I don't know if it's just the chip body, because I've found that I can change
everything,
the events that take place.
Don't make it that way. Don't make it, because it is a chip body. Don't do it, because then you're going to get lost in the crowd. You already can't seem to find your way back home. So you've got all the ethereal you can chew this moment, my love. Slow down. Mm-hmm. Just make it be. Make it, leave it in the chip body for now. Because otherwise, you can flip that pigskin all you want to, darling. That's not the problem. But finally, the pigskin will land in another world. So shall you.
So I'm screaming at the TV screen. And all of a sudden, the event that I'm screaming, it happens the next moment.
The chip body responds, of course.
That's amazing.
Because the only way you know the score is when they tell you what the final score is. So if the chip body doesn't say
the chip body.
Not, even if it happens in real life, then they come back and now they can now do a what they call the fancy second look. So now the chip body gets to say whether it's even out of bounds or not. That's new. That's not happened before.
What part of it is new?
The second look, which allows digitized imagery to decide or predicate fouls, inbounds, out of bounds, or transgressions. So even when they win, they don't win. Or even when they lose, they don't lose. You'll see.
Like the tie that happened 2 weeks
ago.
You're not.
Precisely. Now be careful, because you're playing and you're good at it. And that's all wonderful, blah, 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 blah. Don't get drunk on your own liquor, my love, because it's a very wonderful place. It's a vast sea that you're taking a sip of. See?
It's pretty fucking cool, though, I got to tell you.
Be aware. Just don't get lost in the moment, because when you do, you're going to come looking for us. When you do, you're going to come with the spread.
I understand.
Just moderation. That's saying. Because it gets so good. How much good is good? Better. Better is gooder than good. No, better is good. No, wait. Good is good. Better is gooder. Better, best. Best is goodest, bester. Bester, goodest, best. Best, gooder. No, wait. Good, better, best, bester, bestest, goodest. No. Do you see how those kind of work into a place? When you're talking about a platonic, embryonic state of awareness, you don't know up from down. In your world, you don't know how your world works. So to navigate within it is a wonderful, fun, as you say, cool position, but you don't know up from down.
Yeah, exactly. That's a true statement.
Until you do. Well, we're not arguing for your limitations. You're fine. We're just saying, see,
mm-hmm.
the letter C, then and go slow.
Okay, got it.
There is nowhere in this realm that you can go that we can't get you back, but you have to find us to get back. Very different.
Right.
And that's because you are exercising your little parlor power.
All right, Greenbrod, do you still disagree with Ion over his understanding of the soul?
He cleared that up in July.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's old.
It was just a point of order. But see, all that's even gone now because now she's getting the real deal. Now she's getting the taste of what really is going on, which we were trying to save from the itch before there was a scratch. And that's what moved us up the food chain way quickly, because we were just saying, and now all of a sudden the crap's starting to show up. Now, some people are well on their way to ascension, so the issues with the pandemic of the moment doesn't seem to be quite so significant, does it?
It's not significant, and especially after you explained that your non-physical is actually consuming the soul. And that's the whole part of ascension. Not the why or the how. It just is. It just is happening.
Precisely. And you spend the rest of your millennia, the rest of eternity, calculating those slides, but it makes no difference. The angles are the same. If you protract them to the ends of time, which is our false premise, but to the ends of time, it's the angle. The degree of angle is still the same. A double rhombic dodecahedron.
So Ion confirmed that Athena had a human body, but she did not have a soul. So if
Correct.
Athena did not have a soul as a goddess, the rest of the gods and goddesses didn't have a soul either.
Ta-da! And we wish the same for you.
Well, that's fun, Greenbrow. You got a special communique here today. Just think what you missed last week, Greenbrow. Do not miss any weeks.
Go to the beach. You're all right, honey.
Go to the beach.
Sometimes things happen, and Greenbrow's got to go out and have some fun.
So you have a Greenbrow. What is style is that? Is that like cotton? Or is it a real flimsy, sexy? What kind of bra would be a green bra?
Cotton is not a color, Bob. Cotton is a fabric.
But what was the green bra made of? Green bra. What was the green bra made of?
We'll have to ask Ion because I don't recall.
Right.
I mean, I don't look at every tag. Give me a break. Study every tag of what you wear.
Yes, because I don't have much to wear, so it's...
Lycra and silk.
All right.
With no underwear.
He's so right. I remember that. It did not have an underwear.
That's correct.
And I even modified it. Why don't you explain the modifications, Ion?
The way the straps attach to the eyelet hooks.
There was one other mod that I made, and I wouldn't ordinarily do this, but I just did it to try it out.
Well, the inset lift.
No.
How it connected to your body. How it connected to your body.
Keep going. You're close.
So, that's it. How it connected to your body.
There was one specific thing that I did to that piece of attire.
You see, we're back to parlor tricks. Can't do parlor tricks. Next thing you know, you'll be buying those scratch and sniff tickets.
So, in other words, don't give out my secrets?
No, Ian will not start doing parlor tricks and be precise.
Okay.
Otherwise, our intimacy would be exposed, and we can't afford that.
Yeah, if people understood that I did know everything, then it gets hairy for me. That's when I go to a FEMA camp.
Well, he knows enough.
We call it big dick syndrome.
Big dick?
Large penis, yes. Because if you have one and you're using it, the last thing you want to do is talk about it. And if you have one and you're talking about it, that means you're likely not using it. Or if you expose it, then the best you're going to get is somebody's going to want to see it.
And bigger isn't actually better anyway. I mean, trust me.
Of course.
I know.
We understand. It's not about...
Yes, Greenberg tried them all. She knows.
Problem.
She actually believed in it when she was a teenager. Yeah.
So we did this last week with knocking the little man out of the boat. We were very thorough and complete because someone actually asked the specifics of that, which everyone was delighted because they didn't know that there was a boat and there was a little man, and that was the whole point. They thought there was something deep, deep, deep in the ocean they were trying to achieve, and it wasn't there. It's in the boat right there all along, and all you had to do is work with that. If you work with that just right, they will love you forever. It's wonderful.
Exactly, and if you attend a sex toy party, the lady that's hosting it will explain the same thing.
See, it's a beautiful thing. You don't even have to do that. We've helped you out with the hard parts.
Sometimes that is the difficult part, is the hardness, isn't it, Ion?
Yeah, you have to rub the little man until he vomits, and you'll be all right.
I heard Carolyn laugh.
Yeah, she gets a lot of vomit spewed on her.
Bob doesn't even know what we're speaking of.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
At this point, she's probably vialing it and selling it to the sperm banks, isn't she?
To the INETs. The INETs are the ones who want access to Bob. So most of the INETs have a little bottle that they can use. Better than Renew.
Bob is under the delusion that we're speaking of his ejaculate. Isn't that amazing? See how men folks think it's all about their ejaculate. That's what we're talking about. That's the point. There it is. There it is.
You can put on that sperm bank application the sperm of an amazing God.
Yes.
I mean, just regular bitches would line up for that, wouldn't they? Not necessarily INS.
That's been Bob's experience.
Yeah, I was almost scouted professionally.
Again?
See, it started early on. He was always dubbed as just a gigolo.
It's true. My father predicted I'd become a gigolo. I actually did that. Yeah, he was right.
And a successful one at that.
Well,
I had the longest record gigoloing someone for 48 years. No gigolo's gone that long.
He just said that size and longitude didn't have anything to do with it, Bob.
Well, I'm different, you know. I did create the 21st century with foreplay in the 20th century.
So it's about the girth, then. Is that what you mean?
Yes, yep.
Oh, good. Okay.
The
good.
Girth. It's the way you wiggle. We all know it's the way you wiggle, but I'm trying to sort of go back to the 99% land and find some forgotten talent back there that the little man was engaged in by accident, by default.
By default. Right. Good.
Well, you never thought you'd get to this level of intimacy with us, Greenbra.
Hey, I'm a Scorpio. I'm down with that.
If you get too off the chain, who had to make you a prude, but otherwise you can roll with it. Better roll.
Are you watching Empire Boardwalk or Boardwalk Empire, Greenbra?
No. Should I be?
What an excellent show that is. New season just started, and I was looking at it last night. Pretty amazing. You know, it's Scorsese's masterpiece. He's always doing mafia movies. Well, this series is he gets the history of the mafia correct, starting back in 1919 or so. It's pretty amazing. It's his masterpiece at the end of his career, unless he gets on the drops, and then he'll be working for us, but we haven't heard from him yet.
Constantine, Friday night will be better after Graham.
TV show. Ion is virtual reality, loves it, is enjoying it more than most humans.
You know full well Constantine can get it if he wanted it. No question.
Boardwalk Empire is about a Constantine wannabe.
You have Nucky Thompson syndrome.
Yeah, Nucky Thompson's wannabe. Nucky Thompson syndrome. The last person we heard who had that was Legend's father. He was addicted to that TV show, Nucky Thompson. Of course, Legend will hear this in the archives and regret that he wasn't here to comment on it.
How you doing, sports fans?
We're spurting with the best of them.
Hey, Greenbrier, speaking of sports, Brian saying the drops and whatever, all the complete performers made him a super athlete this past summer.
What's going on? I haven't heard any testimonials in a while. How does everybody feel in the skin that they're in?
Well, you get a lot of that on Carolyn's show on Monday.
We
all are pretty ascended here, so we don't even remember giving testimonies. It's all given. That's recorded history.
Most of the night, their clothes off, sharing ejaculate, mostly.
Most of the night, it's big dick syndrome here, Brian.
Do you have to hang up now, Brian?
What for? So are you saying unless you have a big dick, you can't talk or what?
No, we celebrate having big dicks here.
Okay, fine, but I got the sense that she was implying that this is for big dicks only.
No. That's true.
Here's a perfect example. That's what we're here for, Brian, to expose the idiosyncrasies of the days of our lives. See, Brian is leading you down the primrose path that he would be challenged in that area, which is far, far, far from the case or position. But he finds it so much more deliberate to ease into that whole process than to be, say, surprised. So that's our Brian.
So Brian is sleeping right now. Has he been changed by the drops and the complete performance, so he's not sleeping now when he's talking to us, Ion?
No, he's still sleeping. He's still sleeping, but the drops are still...
You're asleep, Brian. You're asleep.
Okay, here's the thing, Bob. Nobody knows what we're even talking about, what we're even discussing, because nobody knows what sleep is. We don't know what electricity is or power or...
Have a new name. You haven't heard. We do have a name for it. It's electron ionization of slack. Not electronic. Electron ionization of slack is a term we coined a few weeks ago, which is what we're all looking to name.
Okay, fine. You're just coining another term, but...
This is the right words. The right words evoke the situation.
Not evoke, invoke.
I haven't listened to last week, listening, I have questions about things... let's see. One of the things was Legend was on. He was talking about this wormhole. And he was talking about the wormhole moving. Then Ion jumped all over him about movement, and that's a false premise because it's based on time. Am I right so far? I mean, you don't like the moving thing because of time?
Yeah.
And yet you're all about this cloud of glory, and the cloud of glory is moving. So I'm thinking, now, wait a minute. If he's all over this wormhole about moving because it's based on the false premise of time, is the cloud of glory moving also based on the false premise of time?
No, it is not. The difference is between a musical movement, which is timing, and showing up late for the opera, which will miss it. The wormhole connects two predicated positions that have to be timed simultaneously, which is a false premise because there's no time. But the flow, the natural flow of your AFib is timing. That's the difference.
And is it timing also an aspect of time?
No, it's not. It's a line. It's a logarithm.
I don't know what a logarithm is unless you define it, but...
you can look it up. The wave. Okay. A frequency of waves.
The 4X formula, Brian. The 4X formula.
The 4X formula.
Yeah, you did it. The whole formula thing you did with Ion in your private session.
Oh, that's triangulation.
Yeah.
So I was just saying that.
Logarithms. Those are logarithms.
The whole process of triangulation or a specific, one of the specific components, but specifically which aspect of triangulation is an algorithm?
The logarithm. The sine or the cosine movement of the up and down peak and trough of a linear path or tract.
Okay.
Within
so you're talking
angle,
okay.
Within an angle.
You're talking about the peaks and troughs of your
frequency.
Of your sine cosine waves.
A wavelength, yes. A length is not time, it's a span.
So that's what we're talking about. When you talk about the cloud of glory moving, you're talking about what we just discussed, this algorithm of peak and trough.
This, I was sitting in the play, and the rendition of Scalini to me was very moving. Does that have anything to do with time?
It sounds like it has to do with
emotion.
I would say what she would say, emotion. Feeling.
That's right. So is the cloud of glory moving? Does that move with the cloud?
Well,
could that also be an emotion?
I suppose.
We're pointing out the cloud of glory. And if you don't know what the cloud of glory is, you may not be so moved. Does that have to do anything
okay,
with
that? Okay, well, that's a good point because I don't know what the cloud of glory is. I've looked up a cloud. Cloud is defined as this mass of water droplets or crystals,
hydrogen,
water crystals.
Hydrogen. No, it's hydrogen, but go ahead. Hydrogen.
Oh, is there any other aspect to a cloud other than hydrogen?
No, not a cloud, the cloud. There's a difference. Hydrogen,
the cloud?
The cloud. The cloud of glory is moving. Move with the cloud. Not a cloud.
Okay, so you're saying,
not a cumulonimbus cloud, just the cloud.
And you're saying that it is a mass of hydrogen?
And carbon.
So the cloud is a mass of hydrogen and carbon. Okay,
correct.
So this mass of hydrogen and carbon is of glory. So now we've got to get to, or I would like to get to, glory, specifically your meaning of glory when you say the phrase cloud of glory.
You are glory, Brian. You are the glory. See, at some point you have to bring all of your wordy words into your experience, into your now.
Back to the lampstands, plowboy.
And what am I? What am I, Barbara? Am I a human being?
I'm
am I salt and light?
Or
Greenbrook?
Well, right now, I don't know. I mean, right now, I would like to say that you're ascended, but you're talking like a little man.
No, he's playing. He's asking questions. We know what he's doing.
Ion, when you were speaking to Evan last week, you mentioned there's a bridge, and then it kind of got off on another topic. Did you want to say something about a bridge?
Still rock and roll to me. And then you're asking about hole in the world.
Yes.
Someone cleaned the Ebola out with the gummo.
Yes, by the Eagles, the hole in the world, and said something about the cloud of fear.
Yeah.
Wait. Bob, say it.
There's a hole in the world tonight. There's a cloud of fear and sorrow. There's a hole in the world tonight. Don't let there be a hole in the world tomorrow.
Go ahead. Just read the lyrics. We don't have to hear the music.
They say anger
oh.
is just... Okay, maybe we should hear it.
No, come on. Just do the lyrics here.
I could put my phone up to it, I think. Do you want me to do that, or...
Ridiculous. Yes, hook it up. You got it. You can drive. Matter of fact, there's probably an opening ready for you to run the show if you'd like to, darling.
Okay, well...
just read the lyrics. Come on. It's only verbal. It's all the verbal stuff.
They say that anger is just love disappointed. They say that love is just a state of mind. But all this fighting over who will be anointed.
All this fighting over who is anointed. That's a point. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, how can people be so blind?
That means short of sightedness. Because they're fighting about the wrong thing. But go ahead.
of course, is there's a hole in the world tonight, there's a cloud of fear and sorrow. There's a hole in the world tonight, don't let there be a hole in the world tomorrow. Oh, they tell me there's a place over yonder, cool water running through the burning sand.
Eureka. Go ahead.
Until we learn to love one another, we will never reach the promised land. Then, of course, again, there's a hole in the world tonight. There's a cloud of fear and sorrow. There's a hole in the world tonight. Don't let there be a hole in the world.
It's the little man's mantra driving them. That's why people do things. That's why people buy stock. That's why people sell it. That's why people short it. That's why they take options. That's why they go buy the last one.
Oh, shit. We're not going to hear that. That's a lousy song. Again.
They say that love is just a state of mind, but all this fighting over who is anointed, oh, how can people be so blind?
There's a hole in the world tonight. There's a cloud of fear and sorrow. There's a hole in the world tonight. Don't let there be a hole in the world tomorrow.
Oh, they tell me there's a place over yonder, cool water running through the burning sand. Until we learn to love one another,
you're talking about little men. There are no little men. That's what you said the other day. There's no problems. Nobody's talking anything that's not part of the ecology. So why do we have to put up with such a horrible song for a point that doesn't apply to today, October 18th?
But it does. She asked the question.
I don't think she asked the question. She made a statement about the bridge. What's your question?
Does that song refer to the cloud of glory?
No, no, it goes back to the conversation with Eben last week that also didn't get played last week, but it doesn't get negated, or we stay right there. See, when you're moving through this progression, when you don't get it or won't get it or won't allow it, that's okay. We're patient. We'll wait. We're not even a doctor, but it's okay with us. You have eternity. You want to do it now? Fine, do it another millennia. It's okay with us.
You're talking about ascending now?
Your prognosis, since we're being forced to be patient.
Okay, now I'm confused. I don't even know what we're talking about.
We're reading. This is for Bob.
Okay, going back to the hole in the wall or the hole in the world and the bridge, does the bridge cross over the hole?
It can. It can. But you have to look at what causes the bridge. Here at the wall, you've done voluminous. The savior of the day is Dr. Dean, by the by, who is a doctor, so this is much better. We might have patients when she's the doctor for sure. The reaching part of the world as we know it has to do with the status of where you are now. There's a hole in the world tonight. Don't let there be a hole in the world tomorrow. So apparently you have a say with what angry is, of love frustrated, of the landing part of embracing that force field, a force field that is tearing your world asunder.
This part of the Armageddon that I solved overcame a couple weeks ago?
No.
Let me just throw this into the force field business. Earl sent us a YouTube of a little 8-month-old baby who was listening to her mother sing kind of a sad song. And this baby just was listening to her mother and was happy that her mother said hi and everything was smiling. And then she started singing the song. And the baby immediately began to look sad and have whimpery lips, and actually tears started coming out of her eyes, 8 months old, and she was responding to the frequency of this song. I was wondering.
Media college.
You know, that doesn't say anything.
Oh, it does. It does. Well, then, well, it's a Bob thing, so let's get out of Bob dumb. Uh-oh. Bye, Bob. Bye, lockdown, Bob rule. Goodbye.
Yeah, no problem. No problem. I'll be back.
The emotion that was presented is just that. Bob doesn't like to hear the song because he doesn't want to deal with any emotion that it wrought. The musical inclination is what's stopping the thing, the process. Those horrible songs that Bob says don't apply or don't qualify are the very emotion bringers that sometimes set a tonality. A tonality is what you're doing in the moment, the hole in the world tonight. That's a tonality. That's a perfect way to explain it from a little one who picks up on the emotion. That's a media ecological experience because that baby knows what emotion is, but it's brought out through media. That mom didn't know it was a sad song until she heard it from a media. She didn't write it. It wasn't her own. It was a repartee.
Kellen, the reason we're doing media ecology is you got Michelle here who wrote a book on it. He shows up, and Michelle directs the theme, and Ian's been on about it even before you showed up tonight, Michelle.
Of course, and that's the whole expression and experience, and we can't even get shit loaded to play to set the tone so we can actually get something done, and we're very cross with the whole thing.
I've got all the songs. Look, we played Isom Lee Trio, Beatles, Eagles, and Yo Gotti an hour and two ago. So you're stuffed up.
You didn't play your new song, your new single, Nigger Want It.
That's this. You say this is it.
Yeah. It's all good. Hey, I got this.
Jello Bean.
They're talking about a hot nigga. My dogs are seeing a rock nigga. Rock nigga. Push the chest in the top nigga.
Yeah. Oh, don't stop it. That's the best part.
You started to say something. I thought you were protesting.
Never. No, that's because your single is not ours, Bob. Yo Gotti just complied.
Yeah, he did it for me. It's like a Warhol factory production. I named it a couple months ago with Alicia, Eben, and the Black Caucus.
There's a caucus. They put the dark in Caucasian. It's great.
Yeah.
So now, hole in the world, back to topic, Bob. Hole in the world has to do with the bridge. The bridge that brings you from one place to the other. The reason to be fear always builds walls, never bridges. Remember that, Dr. Dean, from way back in the tale of the all the days, but now we're starting to reverb, and reverb Bob doesn't care for. He likes verb in the past pluperfect tense. sometimes. So the bridge that you're trying to convey is the way or ability to go past the hole in the world. You're not going to stop this hole. You caused it. You've opened the rift.
Mm-hmm.
It's open.
Tell that to your partner, Michelle. That's what we're talking, what she's looking into.
Peepers, look at those peepers.
Yeah, this is the second, two, three, four, fifth. This is the fifth hour. When it goes up in the archives on IronBobBlogspot.com, this would be part five.
It'll excerpt it because it will probably be pretty good.
Right, 625.
Ion, can you describe the rift?
The hole.
Your past hole?
The hole. I'm in the hole.
Monica says she's past the hole.
I'm already in it. I live in the hole.
Okay.
Who's saying that?
The bridge.
I have. Monica.
Well, who are you?
Monica.
Monica?
Monica.
What's your name?
Yes.
What's she saying, Carol? Blah, 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 blah.
Monica.
Monica.
That sounds good.
Okay, go ahead, Monica.
Wake up.
I was talking from the hall. I'm already there. I'm in the hall.
Are you? Now, Ian, what you would ask, you should ask Ian if you're describing it correctly, what you think the hole is you're in. That's the question for Ian.
That's the whole problem. It's really dark over there. I can't see very well. So I'm actually enjoying the hall. It's okay.
Okay, but we're interested in getting Ion's opinion on these aspects. So how is Monica enjoying the hole there, Ion?
It's okay.
Yeah, right. No, it is.
Okay, Ion, what do you mean by the hole?
No, Barbara. We've got a new person here. Let them fucking speak.
Yeah. Okay, what kind of hole are you in?
Shut up. Oh, okay, you're asking her. Okay.
God damn it, Bob. I mean, really?
No, Barbara, you shouldn't be talking. You dominate every week. You ever notice
dominate?
That?
You give me shit when I don't call in.
Yeah, but when you do call in, you got no ecology, and you dominate, and you go over and over and talk, and you miss it.
You
missed the reference to Eureka. Did you get the reference?
Everybody should talk at once.
Yeah, Barbara. Damned if you do, and damned if you don't.
Yeah. Did you get the reference to Eureka, Barbara?
I did.
Okay, Monica, go ahead.
I don't really have a question yet. I'm still pondering on things.
Yeah, I'm asking people to ask you a question.
Asking a question. I might not have an answer.
I like Barbara's question. Could you describe this hole that you're in?
Well, that's the whole point, right? When you're in a hole, you really can describe it very well.
Is it mental? Is it emotional? Is it physical? Describe the aspects of this hole.
Well, it's kind of an existential place, you know, that you're kind of there. And sometimes you kind of, you know, like looking backwards because you know what you left behind. And you kind of see it forward because you know what you left behind. So that's the kind of a hole.
Are you talking about regret? Or do you regret something?
Oh, no. There's nothing to do with the regret. It's really just existential, like at that moment, you know. I guess describing living in the moment is kind of like living in a hole.
Oh.
You kind of know, because when you're in a hole, it's a very small space, and I'm serious about that. You know, when you're in a hole, it's a small space, so you kind of live in that moment.
Yeah, you're quoting Zappa's Lumpy Gravy. Drums are hard to hide in. It gets claustrophobic. So you're talking about acoustic space, and your partner, Michelle, has he turned you on to tactile space, which is not a hole?
No, you haven't.
Uh-oh.
Are you going to?
Yep.
We're going to work with that.
Yeah, work with that, Michelle. You do it for us, Michelle. What's a tactile hole compared to an auditory hole?
That's right, and you got synesthesia going on in there.
I'm brain dead.
Hendiadys.
Hendiadys is one of the chapters in Cliched Archetype. Ian uses it all the time, Michelle. Hendiadys.
Isn't that where all the senses kind of come together? One,
no, that's co-anesthesia. That's Don Thiel's co-anesthesia. Hendiadys is one by means of two.
That's propofol.
Painkiller.
Anesthesia.
Yeah, co-anesthesia is where it implodes. It comes together, Michelle.
Propofol put you on your ass.
And Hendiades is one by means of two. So has Monica made a Hendiades here where she split something that she's in and put it outside? You have, Monica.
We see the hole in the world as a tear, asunder. She sees the hole as a hiding place, a rat hole. Like a great big dog in a very small cage. The tighter the space, the better the dog likes it. There's no room. It's almost cocooning. We would call it cocooning. Sometimes beasts like that. Safe. You can't do anything, but nothing can get to you.
It's really interesting because it's also a split, because you kind of watch yourself in the same time when you're in the hall.
Do you hear her words? She's witnessing herself in the hole.
She says it's split. That's Hendiades, Michelle. She's describing it as Hendiades, one by means of two. That's the split.
Right. In an etherical position, it sometimes can become a bit divisive if you use it the wrong way. You have to be careful, because what you're not including in your conversation is the cloud. And that's back to Pop's media ecology. You thought we were going to let you slip away from that, but it's back to media ecology. Seems to be the rouse of the rube. The rouse of the rube.
Now, Michelle, I got blasted by Ian last night. He said, you got to get rid of this media ecology stuff, Bob. Get rid of this McLuhan stuff. Get something, whatever I was supposed to get. And now he's stepped back for the little people here, and he's talking about media ecology, but he told me to get rid of it. I think it's because you're here, Michelle, that we've fallen back into media ecology talk.
Well, maybe it's to get you out of it. It's not back.
Okay, yeah, you're trying to get us out of it. Okay, that's consistent with last night.
They never left. Every construct that we've had so far, we obsolesce and then bring back and then obsolesce.
Yeah,
and then,
yeah, that's right. That's pentatic, Michelle. Not tetrad, pentatic. You just obsolesce, retrieve, obsolesce, retrieve. That's the Android meme doing it. They don't bother with the extension or the flipping. Forget about the enhancement and flipping.
Right.
Obsolesce, retrieve. Okay, Monica, is there a particular story in the hole that you are interested in Ian's perspective on? Like, what are you studying?
Nothing in particular, really. No, that's not really a study. It's just an interest because of where I'm from, when you really suffocating.
There was an interesting conversation at dinner a couple of nights ago. Would you like to broach that one?
I would like to hear that one.
No, it's your conversation, darling.
Oh, a couple of days ago. They're always interesting. What the heck did we talk about a couple of days ago?
Seems like changing at the moment.
That's Ion. Yeah, that's Daddy.
Exactly. A couple of nights ago with Kit, and we talk about possibly the same things that we always talk about, which is usually really genocidal and very gloomy. Because that's my home. So, you know. And that's better than genocide conversation at dinner table. Yeah.
But it's okay. Yeah. It's all right. It applies because at least there's hope. At least with genocide, there's a hope.
Yeah, correct.
There's a hope. And,
I think that's that hole. You know, when you're looking backwards. Because you know what's ahead. And it just has no beginning and no end. It's bizarre. And it's an absolute detachment at the same time. You know, when you detach yourself daily and you observe yourself from that detachment daily, it's really kind of thing.
So, well, Monica, we would say that it wouldn't land on you. You're always in reacting to this horrible moment that's coming.
Correct.
We don't encounter that horrible moment. I don't know if we ever did, but it's certainly not around anymore. And that's a perspective we encourage. So is there a way of seeing that the horrible moment already happened and you survived it?
Yes, because I'm not afraid of it whatsoever. It's just I'm kind of exhausted because it's a very prolonged
That's that you're afraid, but you've become numb to the fear, and that leads to exhaustion.
You're still engaging the fear, but you don't feel the fear. You feel the numbness.
Correct.
From engaging it too long.
Yeah, correct.
It's not going to happen, I can assure you that. Whatever horrible moment you're talking about, it's not going to happen. This is Bojard,
right.
One-on-one. It cannot happen in virtual
right.
space, any horrible moment.
Right. But you understand, there's nothing precise that there's no really horrible moment because it kind of already happened. So I don't know why I'm so really exhausted from it. Because, you know, that's part of the detachment.
No, if you're really detached, you wouldn't be exhausted.
Okay.
When you stop being exhausted, then that's detachment. You can't even remember it.
That's why I'm in the hall. That's the whole point. When we go into
yeah.
the beginning of the conversation, when you begin and end the hall.
You've brought the Soviet Union with you. First of all, you
yeah.
never were in the Soviet Union because you were on electric media. So you never were where the Moscow Pravda told you were. And then you never got to a new place because you're always in the electrified, discarnate place, which is nowhere, nowhere man. You're nowhere woman. But you've got an image of where you came from, and you thought you went to a place different.
And I'm very disappointed because it isn't. That's what I'm saying. Like, you're stuck in a hall, and you look backwards because you're already forward. But you
yeah.
never left. You're in exactly
well,
the same fucking piece of language.
Yeah, you could swear all you want. We like swearing. No, that's good. I mean, the hole is a vagina. We exploit the hole. We call it a vagina. The thing is that you're going based on seeing a hole.
Mine, the hole that I'm in is dry, too. Yeah. So anyway.
See, you're saying you see a hole. That's your visual bias. You know, you're using your eyes too much. Have you heard my music show? If you hear my musical mood, Utopia, you can't see anything anymore. It's so good. That's at the beginning of the show, 2 hours.
It will blind
yeah, there's
me.
No That's behind. Good. There's no behind in acoustic space.
What I think happens with people who think they have a conscience and feel bad for the world or guilty for the world, and they think they have to fix it, and they don't want to spend their energy fixing it, and then they feel guilty because they don't want to fix it. It's a real conundrum when you think you have to fix something. But what we say is that when people think that someone is less than them and they have to help them, that just solidifies the position of being less than, and it makes people feel worse. So you detach yourself so much that you don't fix things. You think you just agree that the world is doing just fine, you know, without your interference, and that leaves you fresh and free to live your own life.
Well, to create. Be better
That's
than
right.
living your own life. That sounds like
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I'm already there. I don't feel any responsibility for the pain in the world whatsoever.
There is no pain
like,
in the world. You got to start considering that. There's no pain
Correct.
In the world.
Correct. The,
yeah.
the whole point that I am liberated in that way, I just maybe haven't found out if I'm supposed to feel something.
Suppose.
That I don't.
Yeah.
yeah. Just wondering where the exhaustion comes
the
in.
The supposing. There's no suppose. There's no should
He's,
be in the outer kingdom.
Correct.
He's
yeah.
glowing like the metal on the edge of the nut.
Are you
yeah.
saying glowing or flowing with an F?
Glowing as in to glimmer.
I'll figure out one day.
No, you already did. That we, I claim, well, Carol said we
don't
have a
we
here. We don't have a we. That was a big mistake by Carol. She never say we believe. We, fuck that. But I'll tell you what I know. I know that you don't have any issues.
I don't.
And that's what's driving, that's what's frustrating you. You're searching every day in the chip party for issues, and you can't find any.
Yeah, I don't. And I don't really feel a lot. it becomes less troublesome, so I don't know if that's
yeah.
part of detachment or that's part of the really healthy mental being.
Yeah, but can you walk around without your cell phone or any computer connection, and you start walking around without that security blanket, then you start getting nervous because you say, oh, I don't know what's going on. I haven't checked the headlines yet. You know, there's that kind
Correct.
Of need that the computer creates.
No, I'm connected that way, definitely. That's my best friend.
Right, and that's what's called, that's the hole in the world. The computer is the hole in the world because it's been superseded by a new technology, which you're listening to tonight. Ion is a new environment. It actually is a new environment. Not an entity. It's not a channeling. And it's very large, this new environment. Any problem that's come up in the world, we've successfully treated with ion. I don't think anybody could ever make that claim. And we could prove it if the world stopped to observe. But have you read Baudrillard on sterility?
No.
Well, you know, you got a couple books sitting right in your home there. You just have to go over to Michelle's shelf and there they'd be.
Yeah, well, you have to pass through the gate. You have to have the special code.
Oh, that's
you
right. Michelle likes to live alone. That's right. I know about that. Yes.
Yeah,
tell me that the other day.
Deposit, but then he's going to bug you for next 3 months.
He has
located the big hole, Ion. The big hole is Michelle's room.
What's it going to be, boy? Yes or no?
Yes or no?
What's that? Let me sleep on it. Baby, let me sleep on it.
There you go.
Meatloaf. I can't answer in the morning.
Yeah, let me have some more meatloaf.
I got to know right now. Do you love me? Will you love me forever? Do you need me? Will you never leave me? Will you make me so happy for the rest of my life that you take me away and make me your wife? Let me sleep on it. Let me sleep on it, baby. Let me sleep on it. I'll give you an answer in the morning. Morning, I'll tell you in the morning.
What song lyrics are those?
Let me sleep on it. Bob got it in his box, but he's ignoring it. Couldn't take it any longer. Lord, I was crazed. I started praying to my God on my mother's grave that I would love you to the end of time. I swore that I'd love you to the end of time.
So it's Paradise
now
by the Dashboard Light?
The end of time to hurry up.
Meatloaf?
But I've got to spend another minute with you. I don't think I can really survive. I'll never break my promise to forget my vow, but God only knows
what I can do right now.
Praying for the end of time that I can do. Praying for the end of time so I can end my time with you.
I'm up to the anti-environment.
Oh, that's Ed Long, for fuck's sake. What the hell? This is what Ed Long is here. Ed has his voice working. Holy shit, first time in 5 years.
Man, I was riding my bike last Sunday, and I sort of like saw the change in pressure and kind of felt like I was going into another world. And it felt like I didn't quite have my equilibrium, so I was going to slow down and get off my bike. But before I could do that, I fell off. Could you give me some insight into what was happening then?
The same thing that happens with your tomato plants, not enough vermiculite.
I don't get that, because humans don't use vermiculite, do they?
They can. Vermiculite is an agar that allows other nutrients to reach the plant base. In your state, as you're becoming, you slip in and out. There's a bridge. There's a hole. There's a bridge. You slip through the bridge, off the bridge, into the hole. That's that equal. The equilibrium wasn't equal enough. So the same thing with your tomato plant applies to this. It's just where your first session began. Do you recall?
I do. I was a little surprised we went back there, but yes.
Of course. We never go past it. We go there. And then we crawl from there. Lather and repeat from there, of course.
So I went into the hole?
To the edge of the hole. That what you say, your equilibrium, you forfeited the equal parts. Equilibrium.
Ah.
You forfeited that. Just for a moment. It was fleeting, but you forfeited it. And that's your question. It's like, hey, Ion, what the hell is going on that I'm forfeiting my equilibrium? And the answer is, that you're toying with it. It's almost there and not. Completely covered but not. Torn asunder but not. So you got to know right now. And then that's when Bill would have a chance to cue up.
Okay, so when I fell, I fractured my collarbone and some ribs. Was that a reset for my body?
Will be when it gets reset. You weren't using
and
that.
So,
Would you be able to explain how that would be beneficial to me?
For the first time in a long time, it actually pointed to the world that you might be fragile. Fragile. Yeah, fragile.
That's fragile.
We don't want to say fragile. We say fragile. What does fragile mean, you see? So it's the reminding to come into your place of power, to not cease your ascension. You've done great work coming to this place, but no more commentators are allowed. Get on with it or get out. It's real simple.
Trust you, Ed. The only time you show up is because you have a problem. It's all about you, Ed.
Well, he learned that from our original commentator, just the normal Idaho version. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, see, I thought it had to do with the portal and so on, so I thought that would apply to anyone.
It does. But see, that still comes back to the inside of you. Without you ascending, those portals don't mean a thing. It's about bringing you back to you. So now, the humanity brings you back to those bones that you now want to make invincible. See, Brian got this a long time ago, and he never cared, so it didn't matter to him. He just went with it. So what happens is his body responded in kind. So what you want to do is you get to sort of chip away at a little bit of the time to change your whole bone structure. And sooner or later, you're going to change that diet. You're going to get some amino acids that are just right, and it's going to help make a difference in the resurgence of your body part, the vicissitudes, as it were.
Okay, well, thanks. In regards to the body, I don't really like it rough. I like it really gentle as far as my body. I mean,
we can't
tell. Fiber. Ed doesn't want any fiber.
We can't tell because every aspect that comes, it seems to be a white-knuckle flight. There's such a fine line between pleasure and pain.
So, can you give me some insight then as far as this situation? Concern I have is what if I'm driving and that sort of issue happens? I'm driving in a car, not on my bike.
Well, always, just like an airplane, be always aware that sometimes the nearest emergency exit may indeed be behind you.
That's the hole that Monica keeps talking about. It's behind you, Monica. The emergency exit is behind you. As they say on the airplanes.
And it can happen, but this isn't about that. This isn't about the shift. This is about your meat sack body. You're too pie-eyed. Let's get you back into this. We've got you sweet by and by. You've got that. You've listened enough. You've reported enough. You've posted enough to cover it 99 ways to 100. But the point is now it needs to apply to you. It needs to be real for you. Otherwise, it isn't worth the hill of beans. Make it work in your life. If you can break your body down, then you should be able to make reparation quickly. Okay? So if you're going to pierce bones, that's a great way for strands with rings and arms to change your DNA structure. And with the correct protocols, which you're certainly well aware of at this point, it can allow your body to respond perfectly. Just like when you pull those fabulous heirloom tomatoes and you're so proud of your little self that you've done some wonderful thing and those fabulous, and they do taste amazing. It is pretty incredible. But just like that, so shall be the same with your meat sack body. Pick it up.
When you were talking about the portals and wormholes, I'd never heard this before. You mentioned Wi-Fi and data. So which...
Yes.
Portals
okay,
and Wi-Fi?
No, it's not. It's not a singular thing. Those are applications within the cloud. One and zero, Fortran, Cobalt, back in your day, Cobalt, Fortran. Those are split and divisive into a code. The code comes into the way carbon applies to storage information. Storage information applies to Wi-Fi from everything from a Wi-Fi system. Everything must be Wi-Fi because that's how you reach the cloud. Even your cellular technology now is all going to be made to be Wi-Fi. That way you can listen to your conversation in your man cave, as it were. So Wi-Fi is more permeable. And so, therefore, data comes on a data transcript through Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi applies to how the cloud erupts and will move. The cloud of glory is moving. Move with the cloud.
Michelle, you're a computer nerd, geek, and everything. What did you just think of what he said? Does that approximate what you understand about the cloud, Wi-Fi, and that?
Yeah, I actually do. That's correct. It is moving towards Wi-Fi in the industry as well. So he's right.
You're welcome. It's not right. We caused it. There was a white-knuckle fight. Everybody wanted to go with broadband. Broadband was it. Now even the ethers aren't holding. The ethers aren't holding. All that money y'all spent on Cat 5, you can just throw it in the garbage. We don't like Cat 5. It won't hold. Fiber optics aren't very fiberous. So is Meatloaf ready yet?
Do you got any Pink Floyd lyrics, Ion, that you can spout? like comfortably numb.
The Wall. How about The Wall? Ion should be able to do The Wall. That's been his main theme. It's even predicted in Nostradamus that Ion's all about the wave reaching the wall. Let's hear Ion do Pink Floyd Wall.
Coach, leave them kids alone. We're just another brick in the wall. Daddy's gone across the ocean, leaving just a memory, shut in the family album. Daddy, what else did you leave for me? Daddy, what did you just leave behind for me? All in all, it was just a brick in the wall. All in all, just a brick in the wall. You, yes, you, stand still, ready.
Well,
ooh,
you just
can't reach me
down.
Ooh, no matter how you try, goodbye, cruel world, it's over, walk on by. Sitting in a bunker here behind my wall, waiting in the worms to come in perfect isolation here behind my wall.
That sounds like Aunt Monica's hole.
We're waiting to succeed and going to convene outside Brixton Town Hall, where we're going to be waiting to cut out the dead wood, waiting to clean up the city, waiting to follow the worms, waiting to put out the black skirt, waiting to weed out the weaklings, waiting to smash their windows, kick them in doors, waiting for the final solution to strengthen all the strain, waiting to follow the worms, waiting to turn the showers, the fire, the ovens, waiting for the queens and the coons, the reds and the Jews, waiting for the worm to follow the worms. Anybody in there? Just nod if you can hear me. Is anyone at home? Come on now. I hear you're feeling down. Well, I can ease your pain. Get on your feet again. Relax. I need some information first, just the basic facts. Can you show me where it hurts? Is that the one? Okay. Just a little pinprick. There's no more, But you may feel a little sick. Can you stand up? I do believe it's working good. Gotta keep you going through the show. Come on now, it's time to go.
Nice. What song is that?
The dream is gone. You have become comfortably numb. There is no pain. You are receding. A distant ship smoke on the horizon. You are only coming through the waves. Your lips move, but you can't hear what you're saying. When I was a child, I caught a fleeting glimpse out of the corner of my eye. I turned to look, but it was gone. I can't put my finger on it now. The child is grown. The dream is gone. I have become comfortably numb.